An exciting night at the Tour de France last night. Matty Keenan calling the action for SBS last night, as he will be tonight. And, gee, called it brilliantly last night. There was a millimetre win by Dylan Groenewegen, and he got it right on the line. Matty, welcome to you, by the way. Good call last night.
Well, and so did Dylan. And afterwards, did you hear the interview? He was asked, how did you know you'd won it? He said, oh, well, I've got this theory that if you throw up your arms, you can at least try and convince them that you got it.
I'm not sure the timing device would allow that to be the case, but gee, it was only a millimetre, wasn't it?
Yeah, it wasn't. Jerry Ryan, as I'm sure you know pretty well, Jerry was here. He's an owner of that team, the Bike Exchange team, and he said that on Saturday, he had a horse win by 24 lengths in Warrnambool, and now in Denmark yesterday, he had a bike rider win by 1 centimetre. So, you know, he had the easy celebration in Warrnambool, and he had the tough one in Denmark.
And he's been amazing as a contributor to sport, hasn't he,
yeah.
Jerry Ryan? And for him to commit again, and it's nice to get a win because he hasn't had one for a little while, has he?
Not at the Tour de France, no. And
yeah.
Dylan Groenewegen, they just recruited him this year. And he's, you know, he's quite a story. You saw the guy that won the day before, Fabio Jakobsen. He had a crash in 2020 at the Tour of Poland, which I'm not putting any GST on it. He almost died. It was a horrific crash. So it was great to see him win on Saturday. The person who caused the crash, and it wasn't deliberate, but the person that caused the crash was Dylan Groenewegen. So for Dylan, and those two guys actually get along pretty well, it was really traumatic for him to be the one responsible for nearly killing one of his competitors. And it took a lot for him to get over that psychologically. So it was really nice to see both those guys win, the two sprint finishes that we've had so far.
What can we look forward to tonight, Matty?
A rest day, mate. It's a big trip.
Oh.
So the race is in Denmark. The race started in Denmark for the first 3 days. And now all the riders have been on chartered flights overnight. They're now down in Dunkirk. The next day goes Dunkirk to Calais. I'm currently in Germany, about to have breakfast, and then drive the next 650Ks through to the finish line for stage four.
You're not riding there then, obviously?
I've got Simon Gerrans in the car, so we'll get him out on the bike and we'll motor pace him for a little while so he can clock up a few Ks. No,
all right,
we'll be jumping in the car together and sharing the driving.
Oh, enjoy your day off, Matty. I can't wait. So the next stage, Dunkirk to Calais, is going to take place tomorrow night. I'm not sure what I'm going to do tonight. I might have to watch a bit of Wimbledon. Enjoy your day off. Enjoy some food and enjoy the travel. Talk soon.
Good one. Thanks, Dwayne.